"Come on, Honey Bunch," she said, and put a hand on the pad. But she would not tug it away from him, not even if he wanted her to. He was the artist. Let it be wholly his decision whether or not to show his work. "Please?" He held the pad against him a moment longer. Then, shyly, not looking at her, he held it out. She took it and looked down at herself. For a moment, she could hardly breathe, it was that good. The wide eyes, the high cheekbones, which her father had called those jewels of Ethiopia, the full lips which Eddie had so loved to kiss, it was her. It was her to the very life. But it was also more than her. She would never have thought love could shine with such perfect nakedness from the lines made with a pencil. But here that love was. Oh, say true, say so true. Love of the boy for the woman who had saved him, who had pulled him from the dark hole where he otherwise would surely have died. Love for her as a mother. Love for her as a woman. "Patrick, it's wonderful," she said. He looked at her anxiously, doubtfully. "Really?" his eyes asked her. And she realized that only he, the poor, needy Patrick inside, who had lived with this ability all his life and so took it for granted, could doubt the simple beauty of what he had done. Drawing made him happy, this much he'd always known. That his pictures could make others happy, that idea would take some getting used to. She wondered again how long Dandolo had had him and how the mean old thing had come by Patrick in the first place. She supposed she'd never know. Meantime, it seemed very important to convince him of his own worth. "Yes," she said. "Yes, it is wonderful. You're a fine artist, Patrick. Looking at this makes me feel good."